From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Comes on, it's all about the blue. It's all about the blue when that beat comes on. Y'all know that. Stop playing. You know what time it is. It's the Bleed Blue Show. It's your boy, the professor. I'm hanging out, well, initially with the brother that you just heard that it ain't going to work. Well, he's here to make it work, too. Brother OC himself. 929-477-4171 is the digits. The big DB Nation is here with me as well. We're going to do the draft tonight, our own way, the big blue roundtable way. We're going to talk about the prospects, and while we're at it, we might as well do the draft while we're at it, because we do have a draft order we can follow. It's the same one the Giants will do next week. We've only got six picks, but hey, hopefully we're wrong. Hopefully Joe Shade will pull a rabbit out of his hat, man, and do some crazy shit and bring some, I don't know, do something ridiculous. You know, I don't think, we'll talk about that in a minute. Anyway, 929-477-4171 is our digit. I know you heard of Bleed Blue Show. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, all the social media stuff. You can check us out on iTunes and Podcast Republic and Stitcher apps and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and iHeartRadio and Spotify and YouTube and everything. You can see it because it has that it says Bleed Blue, and it has the light blue, sky blue icon of the headphones. It's everywhere. It's easy to see. So we're going to talk about these prospects tonight. We're going to go over that. We're going to see how we think we fare. And the best way to do it is with cats that know, experts. Like this one right here, Brother OC himself. What up, Keith?
Talk to Peace us. Peace and blessings, King. Peace and blessings, brother.
Hey, what's man. Good? We got to do this. We got to do a little draft tonight, man. I want to see how you feel about the team that you bleeded for all your life. Only cats like you and real heads know exactly where we're going, how we should get there, and what we need, what we don't need, what we appreciate, and what we... Just what we friggin' bleed all day for, man, in the sport, dog.
Man,
you know how that
dude, we talk Giants football every day. Even if you don't catch me on the show, man, believe I talk football every day with Jet and the team, man. We talk about the draft, the free agency, the front office, Joe Shane keeping his hands, you know, covered and over, you know, not really letting the – because nobody can tell me what we're going to pick because we really don't know. You know,
right.
You can assume, you know, and I, we, and I, like, Steve always say, we don't follow the crowd, man. We think for ourselves. So, yeah, man, it's going to be interesting, man. This going to be an interesting show. Cause, I know Jet's going to call in and, we've been talking about this draft thing for a long time, man. So, and scenarios that could happen, you know, so, let's get this thing rolling,
okay.
Brother.
We got to get it rolling. Let's bring DB Nation on and say, what's up to everybody. You know, I tell you what, when it don't work right, it don't work right. My bad, DB Nation, boy. He will.
That's the meat grinder.
He put your ass in the freaking meat grinder, dog.
He put you in the grinder, dog.
Talk to me, Dave.
Hey, what's going on, Chris? What's going on? Can you hear me?
Good.
Hey, DB's in the house, everyone. You hear it?
Hey, you know, yes, indeed. Keep the blades oiled up for the emergency. There might be some emergency grinding going on. In terms of, and I'm hoping that this season, everyone, I'm hoping this season the blades don't have to do that much work. So, State Martindale is gone. So, Stink is gone.
Me too. They sharp. They sharp.
Certain other
they
people
sharp.
Might not be here, which is good. But as long as employee number 8 is here, the Blades will be alive and well. I'm going to leave that right there. But in terms of the draft, everyone, I'm kind of clueless. And I was telling Chris and Manny this for a while now. This is the first time I think I've really been clueless in terms of the direction GM Joe is going to go in this draft. Is he going to sit still? Is he going to make any moves? I don't know. But what I do know is that this man, Joe Shane, has done so much pre-draft, it's impressive. It might not look super great, but the signing of Spike, this dude, Brian Burns, who I actually wanted him from Florida State back in the day, the fact that we have Brian Burns is amazing. So now Kayvon Thibodeau, step your game up, bro. Step your game up, because don't get double-digit sacks and disappear like you did last year. Spider-Man ain't having that, and we ain't having that. And neither is this new D coordinator, who I actually believe in. I feel like he's going to get the Giants defense right. We're not going to see all the stupid missed tackles that we've seen the past 6 years. It's been embarrassing to be on defense tackle-wise with the Giants. And then run defense is shored up. So we got, like, I think 7 new offensive linemen, I think. That's crazy.
That's right.
Because besides your starters, every team needs depth, as we know that, and talented depth. Let me correct myself here. Mm-hmm. Talented depth. So the fact that we got these guys, it's a good look. I mean, yeah, we got Singletary, the running back, but there's so many other running backs who will be available. That's why I'm not sure what GM Joe's going to do. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just sit back, get my popcorn ready, and enjoy the show. Bleed blue.
Bingo. Man, that dog. Is wonderful. Hey, let me tell you. So, well, first off, 929-477-4171, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Bleed Blue Show. So his name, our new defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen, he is very, very, very locked in already, and nothing's happened yet. he's been around too, man. He comes out of Ohio State, and you know he's a defensive assistant with the Texans, and as you know, he did when Mike Vrabel was hired to coach as the coach of the Tennessee Titans. He hired Bowen as his outside linebackers coach, and then he moved, and Bowen has moved all the way up. And you know what? Like DB alluded to, it's not totally sexy the way we've been building this team thus far in the offseason, but it's effective. And let me tell you, fellas, crazy story. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when me and my sister were pissed when we was kids because our moms made us make the big old dining room table with all these plates and silverware, all the stuff we considered boring, you know, napkins and the table sitting in the middle, whatever you call it. And we was like, well, wait a minute. You know, if these people ain't coming over here till Sunday, why you got us doing it on Thursday? You know? And she said, look, these are some very important people coming over to see us. And it's always very, very important that before they come over, if you got a special guest coming in, if you got a star coming in, that you got to make sure they're comfortable days ahead of time. So that's why I do this. And we were like, damn. So what DB Nation just alluded to, he said, look, it don't look sexy, but all this time we've been building up each line, the most sexiest parts of football. While on the off season, quietly putting shit together, getting all the offensive linemen in there, a part, aspect that was totally deficient and poor last year on our part, and also the other side of that line, so that when we do get these stars in this mug, start with this draft, possibly, because I don't know what he's going to do between now and next Thursday, Shane, that is. By the time the stars get here, they will fit in perfectly like a glove. So that's what I'm thinking. I like the direction we're going, and I like the draft position we got. Everybody, 929-477-4171. Brother OC is going to be on the friggin' clock first, then DB. Whatever y'all want, I'm going to point it out, unless y'all already know. Anyway, this is how this is going to work. We have 6 picks. We got the number 6 in round 2. We got the number 47. That's the one that came from the Seahawks. Number 3, round 3, we got number 70, which to me is still a second rounder to me. That's kind of up there. We got number 107, which is in 104, which is in round 4, I'm sorry. We've got a fifth round pick that we got from the Panthers that came along with Burns. And that's 166. And our last one is number 183. That's in round 6. We don't have any 7th rounders. So we got 1 pick each in the first 6 rounds. So they got to be, like, you know, I guess effective. choices. You know, I think New England got like 11. Somebody like Panthers or somebody got 11 or 12 or some shit like that, man. I wish I had that luxury. But, hey, you know, this is where we are. So if y'all ready to rock, we're going to do it. We're going to roll right in here. I know other people are coming in, but I'm going to start with my boys that came in first, Brother OC and DD. 929-477-4171. Brother O, what do you
do?
We got the sixth pick in the draft. Tell me what you prefer before you say a name. What would you like to see here?
Well, I'm just being realistic. Being at six, the top three QBs is not going to be there. You know, I would like a QB, but they're not going to be there. Just the moves we made off season, bringing in Drew Lock, you know, to back up Daniel Jones, you know, basically to have another QB to run the system if Daniel does go down or he shits all over the place. I see that the front office. I see, but I'm optimistic this year. I think with a better offensive line coach. And the way the moves that Shane made on the O-line, you know, beefing up that O-line, I think DJ might progress a little bit than he did last year. Because, you know, the year before he had a good, all right year, and then it regressed. But that O-line was horrible too, man. At the same time, you know, we always got an excuse for him because that O-line was atrocious. They took a major step back last year. I don't want to sit here and believe that all our old linemen are that sorry, man. I think coaching was one of the biggest problems last year of that old line, and I think bringing in this guy we got from the Raiders and
What did you say was the problem? I'm sorry. What did you say again? The problem?
No, I said the problem. One of the major problems was the offensive line and coaching. The coaching.
Coaching, man. Come on, man. You know this team is coaching.
Yeah. You know?
Coaching,
yeah,
man.
I'm telling you, that horrible. That boy, Bobby Johnson, whatever his name was trash, dude. That super trash.
Oh, Lord.
This guy we got from the Raiders, man, he has a good track of coaching these linemen up, man. The Raiders had a pretty good offensive line last year. So bringing in Elmanor and a couple of guys he brought in, you know, just that I'm telling you, man, I think the offensive line is going to do a little better. I think this might be the year our right tackle gets it together with better coaching. So,
So what do you want right now?
From number six. I think at number six, it, this is my dream scenario. At number six, Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU.
Woo!
Big, strong, chiseled up, kind of like a little slower than your boy in Seattle. What's that guy name again? He has the big frame in Seattle. That wide receiver, I can't. Tip of my tongue, but Seattle's big time receiver. What's the dude name?
DK
Metcalf. Yeah, he kind of reminds me of him a little bit because he's strong. Man, this man's gonna be a beast, man. He's gonna be a beast. I was gonna say Rome, but I kind of like Nabers a little bit better than Rome, man. They both good receivers, man. But I'm gonna have to go with Malik Nabers on this one, right? Because we haven't had a receiver like that ever since. I can't say OBJ is a different type of receiver, but a big size receiver like that, man, and chiseled like that, man. You need. We already got a speed. We got Hyatt. We got shifty as a mother in Wandell. Adding the Nabers, man, that kind of weapon for Daniel Jones, man. It should be no excuse where you can't go down the field and find your receivers, man. So I like Malik Nabers.
Malik Nabers at number six. Y'all heard DB. He hollered it. He said it. He's spoken into existence, hopefully. But I will have to say this, DB. The statement that you made about Daniel Jones a minute ago, well, I ain't going to say nothing.
That's just hoping, man. That's praying, you know? But it's going to be pretty interesting with my second pick. I don't think you'll make it that far.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm okay. Anyway, BB Nation is on the clock. Go ahead, bro.
All right.
Number six.
So with the sixth pick, if he's there, because like my man said, the quarterbacks are going to be gone. So I get that. I'm going to have to go, and I'm going to keep it at wide receiver, but I'm going to go Marvin Harrison Jr. That's what I'm
going
to
do.
I didn't say his name because I didn't think he'll make it down there. I promise you. If he do, shit. That's a no-brainer.
I didn't think either, but Dad, between him and
why?
Neighbors. Huh?
Dad, explain. Explain. You got to explain.
This guy, it's just like my man Kirk Hershey would always say. This kid has all the intangibles. I mean, the height, weight, the speed, the route running ability is insane.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about chiseled up? Yo, him and Neighbors, they're neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Neighbors to me, he reminds me of a Hakeem Nicks type of player.
Right.
It's like this guy
has
a running back mentality when he gets the ball. I love that about Neighbors. But Marvin Harrison Jr., I mean, how could you not? How could you not? I mean, that's Marvin Harrison Jr. And a lot of times the apple falls far from the tree in terms of players and their parents. But this kid has it, in quotation.
Mm-hmm.
This kid has it. So if he's there, I mean, that to me, that's a win-win situation, Neighbors or Harrison Jr., but I'm going to go Harrison Jr.
Facts.
With that one.
Facts.
Damn.
Yes, indeed.
So you guys heard it. Harrison Jr. and Malik Neighbors. So, DB, I'm not disagreeing with that, but I'm going to have to sound like I am. And I got to go with Malik Neighbors as well. Let me explain why. So, Marvin Harris, you've got to be a freaking fool. I'm looking at the GMs in the league, right? To have Marvin Harrison drop all the way to number six. If he does, he's a giant. End of story. That's it. And over Neighbors. But I was going to play it safe, and I'm going with Malik Neighbors as well. I think the reason for my choice is there's a couple of factors. There's a couple. Well, first of all, I don't want to hear this goddamn music no more, so let me do that. there's a couple of factors. I've noticed that Darius Slayton is he missed voluntary offseason, and they're not begging him to come into it either.
Mm.
He's in the final year of his deal, and it's almost theoretically like they're saying, they don't mind losing this particular offensive contributor. You know what I'm saying? They claimed they didn't want Barkley to walk out the door. And for some reason, I don't know what Darren Waller's problem is. I don't want to stay. I don't know. But for some reason, they don't look like they're in a hurry to do anything with Slayton. So you combine that part with the fact that, Brother OC said, combine that with the fact that Drew Locke is here for $5 million. That means a receiver's coming, bro. And not exactly a tight end. So if Harrison's not there, it's going to be Neighbors. If Harrison is there, it's going to be Harrison. But at the same time, I can't even say that. I can almost say that Romeo Odunze might be here. And the reason I'm saying that is because he's what you call that prototypical giant pick. You know, the class president, the clean guy with the absolute nice resume, you know, probably blows his nose with a white handkerchief type cat. You know, he's that dude. So, but either way you look at it, I think that's what we're going to have. So, yes, we all pick receivers. And that's the end of round number one and the sixth pick in the draft. 929-477-4171, Bleed Blue Show. All right. So, gentlemen, we at number 47 now. Okay. This one here, I don't know. This is number 47. I know what the needs we have are. Okay. And I don't know if we're going to draft a quarterback. I think we need to look at that line again. We really do. That's just me. But I want to know what you think, OC. You think?
Well, a second round, I was praying that just to see where we at. He won't drop. He won't make it down that far. I wanted the quarterback from Washington, Penix.
Yes,
but he won't make it down that far.
Michael Penix.
He just won't make it down that far. It's just there's other teams that got QB needs. I just don't see this kid making it out the first round.
I have to. You know what? Don't be shocked, OC. Don't be shocked.
I won't be. I'll be shocked. 47.
I would too.
That's a little bit too far down the second round. I don't think he'll make it there, man. But if he does, that'd have been my pick. But if he don't, I say we need another corner, a lockdown corner. You know that'll be out there with Dante Banks, Deontay Banks out there. I think TJ Tampa from Iowa State. I think you know this kid is big. He's long legged corner.
Yes.
You know he can play both man and zone. You know what I'm saying? He's super athletic. You know, and you can leave that guy on the island. You know what I'm saying? So to have two corners like that on your team, man, that'll kind of shut you. Damn near got these shutdown skills. I'm really thinking about TJ Tampa, man, out of Iowa State.
TJ Tampa, I hope he lasts that long, too.
Yeah, that's another thing.
He's getting better and better.
Yeah.
He's
I don't know if he's going to make it out there, but I'm thinking TJ Tampa, man.
You know, his thing, oh, shoot, did I miss it? Y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Y'all still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Yeah, you know what? TJ Tampa is interesting. You know, he's physical. You know, he's got this way of, you know, he's got good balance and all of that. And the next guy that's getting ready to come up, DB Nation taught me a little bit about redirection when you press as a corner. You know, and this guy, TJ Tampa, has that in spades. He can do that. It doesn't look like he has that great vertical speed, but, hey, they always, you know, get the combine. You know, with this man-to-man, he's straight. But, yeah, he should he may be a day two. You might be right. T.J. Tampa from Iowa State. Nasty. Nasty boy. All right, DB, you on the clock, homie. Number 47, second rounder.
All right. Well, you know the saying of great minds think alike. I'm also, for the second pick, I'm also in the DB category, defensive back. So I have it split right now. So TJ Tampa is definitely on my radar, but I'm going one is either a safety or a corner. Now, the safety I had in mind is this kid from University of Minnesota, Tyler Newbin, 6'2".
Yeah.
This kid, for one, he's a wrap-up tackler. That's one of the main things. And – hello,
right. That's
what you do on defense. So not just being a wrap-up tackler, but this dude is a ball hawk, man. I mean, he started 36 games the past three seasons. He has a really good range over the top, and he matches up well, and he's competitive against tight ends, which we all know as Giant fans have been the Achilles heel of the defense for so many years. So it's a toss-up between Tyler – please, I just had his name. Hold on, I'm sorry. I got
Tyler
him on
Newbin.
My laptop here.
Tyler Newbin.
Tyler Newbin, and the corner that I was looking at is ranked right underneath this guy, TJ Tampa. He's out of Rutgers, Max Melton. This kid ran a 4.3. He started 40 games at Rutgers. And to be, I mean, he's listed as 5'11", 187, but apparently he has, like, these longer arms. This dude is a baller. So I'm not sure what's going on with Trey Hawkins III. Did he get hurt last year or what? But if Trey Hawkins is able to come back from whatever he had going on, because I don't know if he was medically removed or IR or whatever, but it's just one of those two. I'm either going with that safety from Minnesota or this corner from Rutgers, but I'm with you, Brother O, because we need another corner to match up well with
Right.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. G6 has joined the party, ladies and gentlemen. G6, welcome to the draft show, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Jay, we need something from you real quick. We need to know who you were choosing. Yeah, you know, we need to know who you were drafting, number 6, and who you were drafting the second round at number 47 for the Bleed Blue Show, 929-477-4171. G6 on
At number 6, I'm going Malik Nabers, the wide receiver.
There we go.
LSU. Yeah, because at the end of the day, you can't pass on that elite talent, man. I can't say that J.J. McCarthy, who is probably going to end up being the only guy left that makes sense, is worthy of that number 6 pick. And I can't even say J.J. McCarthy better than DJ right now. I can't say that. He's going to probably need to sit and going to probably need some seasoning, man. Like, I can't sit here and say J.J. McCarthy's going to come in and light the world up, right?
Right.
That's if we stay in the 6. So Malik Nabers changed the dynamic of this team in the receiving core. Even if Daniel Jones probably can't mess it up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Kind of like OBJ was to Eli. Eli in the last years was trash. If you take away OBJ, that boy numbers would have been terrible.
Right.
So
facts.
With that being said, Nabers are going to probably be the same way. He's going to be that to DJ if you can get a Nabers. He could be that to DJ. You know what I'm saying? You give him the ball on a 5-yard slant, he could take it a lot of different places. He got big arms. He's stocky. Kind of remind you of A.J. Brown. Maybe a faster A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a 6-foot little pistol, man, that's hard to bring down. He's good with yak. That's why. Second round, I think everybody's on the right track. You know what I mean? Now it gets tricky. It gets tricky because there's so many moving parts. Right, Big O? It gets tricky because...
Jeff, before you answer that, what second round pick did we trade off? Was it a higher pick than this one?
It was, yeah. We traded off the first second round pick.
Damn, that's why I said we're not going to get that QB because we went down a little bit too far. That's why I made that pick with the corner because he's just not going to be there, bro.
Yeah. Okay. So guys,
yeah, it's only one. I'll say this: it's one player the Giants I think didn't bring in for their top 30, and that was Penix.
Right.
For their top 30 visit, I think Penix was the only quarterback. That's the type of shit that Shane do. When he wants somebody, he wants you, he won't even bring you in. So don't be surprised. Now if we stand at 47, because that's where that pick is at. That other second round pick is at 47. Yeah, sure, DB, go Max Milton, go somebody like that. That's probably gonna be hovering around that spot if he's still there. A couple different DBs, but I think that depending on where Penix. Slide, he makes it to the top of the second round. It wouldn't surprise me if Joe Shane went up and got him.
Right.
Not at all. It wouldn't surprise me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He about the one quarterback out of this draft that actually fits what Dable likes to do, which is run that vertical.
Right.
What Dable wants to do, which is being vertical in his passing game. Mm-hmm. He the one quarterback that probably can pull that off better than anybody in this draft. So,
got it.
But if we don't move, we're talking about no trades, no trading up, nothing. Yeah, cornerback DB, Max Milton would be my guy. That'd be my guy.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one too.
All right, that's the Jet situation. Well, you know what? I agree with all of y'all. I think we need to go cornerback. I don't know what Adoree's situation is anymore. We didn't address that at all this offseason thus far. But my guy is a little different. And being that I'm an Ohio State dude, I'm definitely picking. It makes a lot of sense that I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to choose a damn Michigan player. His name is Mike Sansbrough. I like him. He's the one who ate up the entire Big Ten this year. He ate up us. He ate up Penn State. He ate up Michigan State. He's a monster. He's that cat. And also, he's the one that ran that 4.47 at the combine. It's a matter. The Haitian dude. He played all 13 games at wide receiver, actually, when he got there. Then the pandemic happened. He moved over voluntarily to cornerback and ended up being all Big Ten. Okay? 58 tackles, 2 interceptions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't even know what to say about him, man, except he's got this real explosive athletics traits, man. And he's got above average instincts for that position, DB. You know, he's twitchy. You know, he comes off the slot, like well-timed blitzes and all that kind of good stuff. He may lose a little bit every now and then to do this because I think he's a little small in size, but he's a plus, especially in run support. I like this guy a lot. I wanted to hate him because you know where he come from, but he's a giant. Look at him. When you see him, his name is Mike Sansbrough. Mm-hmm. When you see his tape, you'll get it. He's a giant. Mm-hmm. He's a definite giant. And we needed to address that position anyway. Okay, so moving right along. Big O, we had number – I said I was split. Wait a minute. Wait, let me go back. Let me say one more thing. I'm going to be 30 seconds on this. I was split between him, and I just can't let this go by. I'm split between him and a player, a quarterback, actually, that I have to address. Yes, a quarterback. Yes, I said it. I got to address the fact that if he's there, we have to snatch Spencer Rattler from South Carolina. We're going to have to do it. I know he's not in consideration to be a first rounder, okay? And he's not. He's definitely not with the top five signal callers and all that. But he's a nice fallback plan if they don't keep the veto, because I heard that situation's shaky as of today. Now, Rattler's always been talented, but I don't think Oklahoma and South Carolina were able to convert his talent. He does have great footwork. He's a decent pocket passer. He's got nice mobility. I think he's a cat that if you're going to draft him, let him stick for a year, and then he'll surprise you. That's just me. All right, OC, back to you, bro. We're going to
number three.
The 70, number 70, number 70.
Third round. Well, let's go. Just piggybacking on what you just came off. Me and Jet talked about this earlier. I think it was today or yesterday. If we are going to pick a QB this year. I think in the third round. I think in the second round. I think we might be reaching a little bit too much, reaching a little bit for Spencer Rattler, but I think right here at 70, this is where you pull the trigger on him. You pull the trigger.
Okay.
I think he'll make it to the third round. I think this is where you pull the trigger on Spencer Rattler. You don't have to worry about this DJ contract. Let that shit play out because you know that was a gift anyway. You let him play out. You let it play. You let Spencer sit back there and learn, because this kid, a couple of years ago, he was the top dude, man. He was that dude. You know, he has a cannon. He's smart. You know what I'm saying? He can buy time. This dude, he has all the attributes, man, of a great QB, man. I think being on this Dable for like a year, maybe a year. If we keep DJ, I don't think DJ is lasting a whole 2 years with us. I think after next year he's gone. So let this kid sit back there, man, and learn, man, and learn from Dable, man. Learn the scheme, learn everything, man. Get out there and practice, man, and make DJ look stupid. Where you know you make Joe Shane and Dable scratch their heads and say, man, you think we need to stop sticking this kid in somewhere down the line in this season? You know, because I really think, you know, Spencer Rattler can turn that corner and be that guy, man, if he sits for a year and get coached up, man, because that's all he needs is to be coached up, man. The man got a cannon of an arm, too, you know. So
right.
I think right here at 70, this is where I would pull and get me a QB, man. I get Spencer Rattler right here.
Spencer Rattler it is. DB.
Yeah, you guys are spot on with that. I mean, I had him on my radar too, but I didn't know. I kind of questioned if he's going to be available or some GM out there going to snatch him up. So I kind of had it in my mind that he'd be off the board, but that's you're 100% right, Brother O, on that. But in the third round, for me, I'm actually going to go tight end right here because Darren Waller, to me, he's finished until proven otherwise. Because one of my coworkers that I work with, he's a diehard Raiders fan, and he's like, this guy's injury prone. Watch. You guys, he's your problem now. Remember that nonsense from Gettlebum?
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Gettlebum, so I just don't know what's going on with him, the hamstring. And the little bit that he played, I know he wasn't 100%, but he looked so slow. There was one time I was at Manny Dog's house last year. We watched the game, and he caught a pass, and the lineman looked faster than him. So I'm going to go – it's a toss-up between two tight ends. The first tight end is from Ohio State, Cade Stover. He's been on my radar.
Okay.
He looks like a really decent tight end because Bellinger, to me, is a starter. Bellinger's a baller, you know. So we already have Bellinger.
Okay.
But this dude, Cade Stover was one. And then Ben – I think it's pronounced Sinnott. Ben Sinnott. He's from State.
Yeah,
this dude from Kansas State, Ben Sinnott, he's 6'4", 250, ball hawk, you know, like boxes out defenders like a basketball player. I think he would be good in the third round at tight end to complement Bellinger. And actually, I forget his name, Jack Stoll, the tight end we picked up from Philly. He's basically like, if you guys watch, he doesn't have a lot of film, but he's basically a Daniel Bellinger type of dude. So we have Bellinger himself. We got a Jack Stoll, Bellinger type dude. And then if we get this dude who's a receiving tight end, because that's another thing GM Joe did. He picked up another blocking tight end. I forget some big 6'7" dude, but he's more of an extra lineman, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
But this Benson
mm-hmm.
would be the guy from K-State I'd go with for the third pick.
That's a nice pick. I like that.
Nice pick too. Yeah. Oh, 56. Okay, so I missed that. My wife had called, man. I had to jump off for a minute, but I'll switch over. Man, you know how that goes, bro. They always call when you're doing some shit.
They always call that.
Never fails, man.
The time never
fails,
bro.
Never fails, man. God. Gotta love them, though.
You're on your third one.
So big old pick Rattler. I knew that. Who was after that?
Right. DB picked two tight ends. One Ben Sinnott of Penn State, and the other one from who did you pick?
Kansas
us from
State.
Ohio State. Kansas State. So
okay.
All
right.
Thanks.
Man, if Waller don't come back, I'll welcome those guys. That would make a lot. Well, don't come back. Hell yeah, make that move. But unfortunately, we don't know yet. We probably won't know till the summer. But anyway, I like the Rattler pick myself because he does give you – it makes sense financially since we do have a $40 million quarterback on the roster. I think that it's less of a knee-jerk reaction where you can literally sit this guy and let him learn. He do got intangibles that he make it turn into maybe like a Dak or Jalen Hurts if you get the pieces around him. The one thing I don't like about him is he did get beat out of Oklahoma. Now, that is going to Caleb Williams, who's going number one. But then he went to South Carolina, and his numbers are not jumping off the board. When he was in Oklahoma, they jumped off the board. And I get it. Scheme. But you had Leggett, you had Wells, you had weapons in South Carolina that I would have liked to have saw a little bit more than 18 touchdowns one year, 19 touchdowns the other year. I would have liked to have seen a little over 3,000 yards passing. I would have liked to have saw a little bit more out of him, but I would take him in the third. If he had 70, man, I would take him and sit him and chill. My other pick would be, my alternate pick would be, it's a little bit of a reach,
But that kid out of Duke, that D tackle out of Duke, I think his name is Carter.
I don't know him.
The Giants don't really
Carter?
Have you know Carter? I think his name is DeAndre
no.
Carter. Oh, dude, you gotta go. Hey, he's from Duke, man. You gotta go to YouTube on that one. But
DeAndre Carter.
I'm sorry, Dwayne Carter from Duke, D tackle.
Oh, Dwayne Carter. I do see the name.
Yep.
Yes, I do.
6'2", 6'2", 303. Man, he played with good leverage, man. He got an explosive first step. And the thing about the Giants right now, we do got DJ Davidson, and we do got the other guy. I forgot his name. Somebody help me out, man. DJ Davidson,
Eleanor?
The other guy. No,
oh, you're talking about that D-tackle? You're talking about D-line? We got DJ Davidson.
Riley.
We got...
And Riley.
Riley, yep, we got Riley. Riley,
right.
Riley did he was stepping up too last year. He had some
short,
he showed some spurts. Yep.
But they haven't really neither one of them has turned the corner to really be the guy. And the veteran right. we got, he all right. We lost A'shaun and we lost Leonard Williams. So
No, I'm not from here. I'm just passing through. Thank you, sir.
No.
My bad, fellas.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Okay, good.
You ain't far from me, boy. You need me to come over there, boy? I know where you at right now. I can come through now. Ain't nothing about 30 minutes away, man.
Y'all crazy,
but,
man. Come on, man. Pick the state.
But anyway, staying focused, man. So Dwayne. Hey, Chris, when we get off, man, you need to check that kid out, man. Dwayne Carter from Duke.
Right.
Dwayne Carter.
Oh, man.
Okay.
He would be a sneaky good pick in the third to shore up the interior of the D-line, man. That'll give our D-line. Oh, my goodness. With them edges?
Okay.
Ooh-wee. That'd be crazy.
All right.
That's
all right.
My two picks.
So that's your pick. I'm gonna go ahead and stretch my. I said I was split before, but I'm gonna take my Spencer Rattler and I'll put him at the end of the. Make him my third rounder, and that's the end of that. I already discussed that. So, brother OC, you are on the clock, all right? And this time we have the fourth pick in the draft, and that's at number 107. Who do we need on the fourth round?
This is where I know we. Like I said, I don't know if Waller is going to be back, but that tight end from TCU, I can't remember his name. I think his last name is Wiley. I think his name is Jared Wiley.
Guys, I thought I had a whole nice list here. Y'all picking dudes, I don't know. Oh, man.
Yeah, Jared Wiley, yeah.
Jared Wiley,
I think his name is Jared Wiley, yep.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay,
big kid. You know, good blocker. You know what I'm saying? Got good, for sure hands. Man, I just I don't know, man. Bellinger, he showed some. I'm not giving up on Bellinger, man. I'm not giving up on him. It's just that, man, tight end has been our weakest point for a long time, man. And I think this dude, man, Mike can step up and be like a boss for us. You know, like when we had Boss over there at when we won the Super Bowl that year, people slept on Boss, and that's why he was so open all the time and making those plays that he made. I like this tight end, man. I like his size. Just like the highlights I've watched from him, man, he's flashy. He's real good in finding open spaces and getting open. So, I think right there at number four, because that's really a need we need.
Okay.
I think, it was either that tight end or a safety. I forgot the safety name though. It's not going to come across my head right now, but Jared Wiley, 250 pounds. You know, 6'6". He's real tall. You know, ran a 4.6 in a 40. So he's not slow,
mm-hmm.
You know. Got a 37 vertical, So he can jump up. He can catch the ball at the high point, man. So I think I have mm-hmm. a tight end like that, man. That'll work in our system, man, because we are in desperate need of a tight end if Waller doesn't come back healthy, you know. So
right.
Right there, man. I was like, man, we cannot leave this draft without addressing a tight end, and that's where I felt that we can go ahead and pick a tight end at.
Okay, all right, DB Nation.
All right, oh boy. So I'm gonna have to move back to the defensive side of the ball for this next pick. This is the fourth round, right?
Yeah, fourth round.
Right.
Okay.
Fourth round. 107.
I'm all about depth. Once you got people in position, we got to build good depth. So I'm gonna go back to the edge rush position. I got two names. First is from Penn State, Chop Robinson. This guy is a freak.
Damn it! This took my damn pick. Took my damn pick.
Hey,
that was a good pick, bro.
Great minds think alike. Chris, come on. Damn. Great minds think alike. 6'3", 254. This dude is listed at 6'3", 254 pounds. He ran a 4.48. I mean, the freaks coming out of Penn State are insane. And he has, I hate to sound like a broken record, but the intangibles. I always got to go back to Kirk Herbstreit because every time I think intangibles, I think of Kirk Herbstreit. But this kid is an animal. Like, he can even drop back into coverage if need be because he has that speed. But his lateral speed, he's just what I call a disruptive bastard, and I love disruptive bastards on defense. This guy is an animal. So it's a split between Chop Robinson out of Penn State and what's the other guy I just had? He was the Western Michigan kid. Is it Marshawn Nealon?
Marshawn Nealon. Yeah,
he's another guy who would add some good depth to what we have going on because Thibodeau, I'm looking at you. You better keep it going and improve on what you did because there's going to be somebody else right there on your heel. So I feel like these two guys right here, and actually, hold on. I'm sorry. One other dude from Florida State. It's a three-way tie. I had it. Jared Verse. You guys seen his film?
I've seen his name, but that's about it. Tell me about him. Tell everybody about him.
Florida State guys. This is something about, to me personally, Florida State guys, they don't crank out a lot of bums and lemons. Like, normally guys that come out of Florida State, like, what's the guy, Jermaine Johnson, who's the edge rusher for the Jets. He was on our radar last year. Florida State guys they just make it happen. And this guy is just add another, you know, add some icing on that Florida State cake because he has the power moves. He has the quick hands. He can get off blocks and shed blocks to get into the backfield. It's like, and then that's at obviously the collegiate level, but now with this new D coordinator, I'm going to just call him Shane O'Mac because I like nicknames. Anyone that's familiar with wrestling, you know, Vince McMahon's son, Shane McMahon. But Shane O'Mac with this new defense, like you said, this guy's locked in. He's locked in. He's not playing around. He knows the garbage that he inherited with the tackling and the poor mannerism, just poor culture on defense. You guys, where's your heart at? Regardless of your talent, make a play. And there are a lot of guys who just were missing tackles and all that, and this edge rush guy adds some good competition for Thibodeau because we already know Spider-Man, he's not going anywhere. Brian Burns is there for a reason. But my spotlight shifts over to Thibodeau, and that's why I looked over to this edge rush position for the fourth pick.
All right. G6, number 107.
Yo, yo. Yeah, I'm probably going to lean towards either. I'm not going to do Edge just because I get it, though. But because Aziz is still on the team and he's going to be in a reserve role next year.
Exactly.
That's a good three-wheel. Yeah, that's a good three-wheel motion right there where he's not going to get the he's not going to get the wear and tear from being a starter. So he should last a year, hopefully. With him being on the team, that's the only reason I'm not going Edge. At that point, I still think we do need one more guy. But I think if I don't get a tight end in the third, I'm getting him in the fourth. That guy Sanders from Texas. I think his name's Sanders. I like him because he can move. He's a move tight end, man. He'll be a threat in the passing game. He'll kind of bring with Waller. He'll kind of bring a little bit with Waller would bring to the table. If not that pick, then it'll probably be safety. I'll probably look at one of the safeties, the best safety on the board, but because we just going just for depth. I think the starters are already on the team, but just for depth, I would probably go safety in the fourth. Don't really have a name that sticks out, but if not tight end, Sanders, Texas, safety.
Duly noted. All right, my guy was Chop Robinson. He's nasty looking. I just think right now, because he has good technique, he's a quick learner, he could probably struggle with his length against, you know, some of these top-notch tackles that are in the league, you know. He doesn't have a whole lot of moves, you know, a big cadre of moves, and he don't win with athleticism, but he's strong, man. He's a strong run defender. He's a good athlete, man. He's alien-like. He makes these George Roppin plays, man, like I said, where he fires off the line and gets in the backfield and all of that shit. But outside of his first step, he's still a work in progress, but I like the upside. And that's Chop Robinson. Okay, GB, he's already still one of my guys, man. I don't know what the fuck you're doing. All right. Brother OC, we got two more left, y'all. Brother OC, give me your round five guy, number 166, and your round six guy, number 183.
With six, I pick that's where I got add another safety.
I
got a name
now. At this time, we don't need
yeah,
no
I ain't got a name.
Tell me what you need.
But I think for depth piece, I add another safety for depth piece.
Okay.
And then on the sixth pick, the last pick, another offensive lineman. I would add or a linebacker somewhere, you know. Because I think the fifth pick, I would go linebacker.
Right.
And then on the sixth pick, man, I would do an offense, another interior offensive lineman.
Got it. DB.
All right. So we're doing the last two, right? The final two picks?
Last two.
And one? All right. So with the fifth pick, I got a four-way tie at the running back position because – running back is the most devalued position. What?
Yeah, I was going to go running back, too. I totally forgot about that, DB. You really – yeah, I can't believe I didn't say that, man. But go ahead. Who you got? Who you thinking about?
So I got a four-way tie, but I have to put the disclaimer out there. Since running back is the most devalued position in football, especially in the NFL.
It sure is.
And these guys will be available just because of that. So I got a four-way tie between Trey Benson from Florida State, who's a home run hitter. I mean, just great vision. I mean, all these guys I'm naming. So I got it's a four-way tie. Trey Benson, Blake Corum from Michigan. You know, a lot of people or the knock on him was that he's not 6 feet. I don't care. I don't care if he ain't 6 feet.
Right.
This dude is an animal. I didn't
Bradshaw
realize
wasn't 6 feet.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly. And Corum, I didn't realize when I went back to the stats, he rushed for 24 touchdowns last year. That's video game stats.
Yep, sure did. And then, three of them on us.
Unfortunately.
Well, that's okay.
Then Audric Estime. this kid, Audric Estime from Notre Dame. Ball.
Yes.
Like
that's what I was going to say, Estime.
5'11".
Yep.
And he's an animal. His vision, if you look at his film on YouTube, his field vision is insane. And he has nimble feet to be 230 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And
right. What's
crazy
the
is
next
that
guy.
There was an article that came out on that. And the last guy is Braylon Allen. This dude is just a bruiser from Wisconsin. Braylon Allen, if you haven't seen his highlights, check him out. That's my four-way tie for the fifth pick.
He's a monster.
Running back. And then the sixth pick, you know what? You can never have too many DBs. I grab another corner if another corner's there. Because like Jesus said, the starters will be there.
Safety wouldn't hurt either, but I just grab another corner. Bleed blue, let's get it.
Bleed blue. Jack.
Good picks.
Yo.
56. You don't need names, but if you don't have them. If you got them, it's cool, but you don't need them.
Oh, I got a name for you.
Okay.
I got a name for you. Back from Louisville, man. He ran a 4.3.
Isaac Guerrero.
A little more.
Isaac Guerrero.
Right.
Isaac Guerrero is nasty. That was my guy. I thought
that's
he was going to pick him.
That's the
my
one.
Guy, too.
I'm going
yep.
running back, but that's
yep.
who I'm going with, bro.
Yep.
He's gonna be a steal. He's gonna end up
he
being
sure
a steal,
is.
Man.
He is.
In the sixth, probably going linebacker, man. I'm probably going linebacker. I don't really have a name back there, but just more or less for depth. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the guy from Ohio State fall. What's his name? Tommy Eckenberg. Or somebody like that. May fall. You grab one of them guys, but more or less like probably linebacker.
All right. And for me, like I said, Guerrero as well. I know it's going to have to be fifth pick. We got Eric Gray last year with our fifth round draft choice, and that worked out well. And Guerrero sitting right there, and he's one of the – he's a workhorse, man. He didn't finish with a bang, you know, because he got injured. He got injured, but he still ran a goddamn 4.3 40, and he's got this big, kind of this big play element about him, I guess. Is that a good way to say it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But he got value, like DB said, man. I don't know what they're doing, why all of a sudden, you know, having a goddamn quality running back is such a bad thing. But, that's them, man. But I'll take them. And also, we need a safety at the number seven. I don't have a name. Because I know this is, whoever it's going to be is probably going to be somebody out of a school that we ain't thinking about, but or maybe somebody that's third on a high level college program. So there you go. Let me see. I think we're just about done, gentlemen. Chime in with a last thought if you have to.
Now the running backs got devalued, man. Because when you really look at it at a business aspect, they mm-hmm. the ones who get most contact in the game. They get the most contact. They get hit full speed. A lot of them get hurt, man. You know that, and it's a big risk. Like you give this guy his money, and second game of the season, he out for the season. You know, it's kind of risky. So it's just like it's sad to see how they really kind of like really got devalued in the draft.
Right.
But I get it as a business move. If you put yourself as an owner, and you're like, man, I'm gonna pay somebody all this money. And I don't know if they're gonna be able to last a whole season. How many running backs really last a whole season? You know, you look at the league. You know, your starters get hurt every week. I get it. You know, I just feel like the Giants made some good moves this off season. This draft is gonna be pretty interesting. I'm waiting to see how many of them I got right. Or you guys got right. During the draft, if they do pick any one of the ones we called out,
okay.
I'm just ready, right, man. I'm just ready for the draft, man.
Lead blue, babe.
Lead blue.
DB, any final things to say?
Hey, I'm just excited to see how it all goes down, and I want to see the rabbit that GM Joe pulls out of that hat. Let's go.
Let's go.
And I echo that. Let's just see what happens, man. Just sit back and get your popcorn ready.
All right, and honorable mention is some of the cats that we didn't pick that are going to be really great. Steve and I talked about this before. Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker out of Texas A&M.
Oh yeah.
Umari Lassiter,
who's
cornerback out of Georgia. You got Jeremiah Pratt Jr., who is at Clemson.
Oh yeah.
He's a linebacker. We didn't talk about him, sorry. He's back. There's also Renato Green. He's at Florida State. He's a nice DB. He went from – he played cornerback and safety. you know, Zion Nelson of Miami. There's a lot of cats out there that are, well, you know, just ready to rock and roll. That was DB,
that's right.
G6. Brother OC, we gave you our draft choices.
Right.
If we were doing the draft, these are the guys that you would have seen on the board for the New York Football Giants. 929-477-4171 was our number. Check us out on everything I said to you at the top of the show. Hey, man, Bleed Blue, come back next week at this very same time because guess what? The draft is on. And we're going to be right here live. And you know what? And I tell you what, Brother OC, you was on a call with me that year when Daniel Jones was picked. I need you back. I need you back next week. I need you back
Definitely.
Next week, just so you know.
Definitely.
We ain't gonna do that again. Anyway, check us out on everything. 929-477-417 Facebook, Twitter, IG. Bleed the fuck blue, y'all. Have a wonderful one.
Bleed blue.
And hey, take care of your health and drink some water, please. Please, please.
You already
please.
Know.
Yes, please.
You know it. All right. Thank you, y'all.
Peace.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue, bleed blue.